This talk is offered by Ordinary Mind Zendo. Ordinary Mind was founded by Barry Magid, Dharma heir of Charlotte Joko Beck, and is dedicated to her vision of a psychologically minded Zen practice adapted to the needs of American students practicing in the context of their everyday lives. Our public programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
The other night, I had a dream that I went back to the Zen Center of San Diego. And I found that they were in the process of tearing down all the old buildings, bulldozing everything. And I was told that all that had to go because they had lots of plans to expand and be able to hold many more new people. And when somebody was telling me this, someone else came by carrying some kind of tray, and on it, I was told, was Joko's brain, which was being taken away to study as part of this next wave of what they were going to do to bring Zen into the next generation. And at first I started to cry at the idea that they would do such a terrible thing. It seemed very such a desecration. And yet, as the dream went on, I sort of came around to the idea that I had to let that go, and that this was a new generation, and they were going to do things their way, and they were going to have to take what they had from the old center and from Joko and understand it and use it in whatever way they saw fit. That's the way things were. And I think this dream may have been influenced by a few things. One was a conversation with Andrew Tutel in Australia, where we talked about his upcoming visit in September for Sesshin, where he will receive Dharma transmission. And we were going over some of the details of the ceremony and transmission documents. And at the same time, we talked about the ways in which he was going his own way and what he had learned from me and what things he was thinking about and doing in ways that were different from me. And I think that the time I said to him, I thought it was a very good sign that he could disagree with me and stand his ground and be his own person, and that that's what a teacher expects from a student, to go beyond him in some ways. But the dream indicates that maybe I had some ambivalent feelings about what he might do away with. And the other factor might have been that today we will finally reach the biography of Dogen in The Transmission of Light. And reading that again sort of makes one reflect on the whole notion of transmission. What counts as continuity, what is preserved, and what is inevitably different. you read that story, you see Dogen lived in an enchanted world that we could only imagine. It describes how when he founded Aheiji, a dragon spirit regularly came to listen, to hear and be taught the precepts, and that Dogen always included the dragon spirit in the dedication of merit ceremony conducted at the monastery. What do we make of something like that? We probably shouldn't be too quick to treat it metaphorically as if, you know, nature itself is coming to hear the Dharma. There is a way in which things like that were experienced literally by those medieval monks in ways that, in a sense, we only encounter in our dreams. And yet, we say that we are Dogen's heirs and are passing along what he has done. The other thing that I was thinking about was a something that Eve Marco put in one of her blogs about Bernie Glassman, who, as you know, suffered a bad stroke, you know, some time ago, and he's gradually recovering from that. He was found to have a very bad cancer in his nose, which he had to undergo surgery and radiation and everything else. Well, it's a real ordeal. And Bernie was talking about the concept of wholeness. And he said that that when people look at him in his current state, you know, disabled by the stroke and disfigured by cancer, their first response is to see him as a diminished version of his former whole self. And he said that that's not the right understanding. It's not how he feels. He said that recently a ceramic vase in their kitchen fell to the floor and shattered into 1,000 pieces. And he said, similar, the temptation is to say, when the previously the vase was whole, but now it's broken. And he said, but really, each one of those 1,000 pieces of the vase, each shard, is whole in its own right. And this echoes what Dogen said about firewood has a complete existence by firewood, as firewood. Do not think it burns and turns into ash. Ash has its own complete existence as ash, and is not simply a residue of having once been firewood. And this is a, of course, a good attitude to cultivate as one gets older. We are not diminished versions of our youthful selves. We are fully this self, which in turn will pass away, and another, even older, sicker self will occupy the stage fully. And I think that in some ways that goes back to the idea of the transmission of the Dharma. That we have to fully occupy the time and place and circumstances we're in. We are the Dharma of this time and place. Whatever relationship we feel to Dogen, we are not a diminished or attenuated version of that ideal. That had its full time and place and existence. And now we have ours.